everybody, how you doing? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Complex in Hip Hop Circles, and you are listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. What's going on? I'm at the back on the job. Had the vacation last week, and yeah, it was good to unplug from the normal workday week for a while. And you know, I kept busy. I didn't you know, really get a lot of relaxed time so much in. I mean, you know, you work, but you kind of can work, do things at a relaxed pace. And the biggest thing I'm noticing is just being unplugged from that routine for a little while, I think, does help, you know. But us trying to do this art thing and all that, you know, it's kind of not a good idea to really unplug too much ever, you know. I mean, it'll probably be good to take an actual vacation week off at some point here and there, but honestly, all I really would think, even if I went like off on some kind of destination somewhere, I mean, I could be in the moment there too, but I'm sure from time to time I would think about art or art projects or music projects or something. I can't help it. That's what I'd like to spend my time doing. You know, that to me is vacation, sort of. But it's also work, so I do need breaks from that as well. So anyways, you know, I tried to keep busy, get some stuff done, but actually what happened was, it was kind of a spontaneous thing, and I don't know, I don't really know what possessed me to do it, but I just, you know, when I was at the beginning of the week, the first weekend, I put out a little poll. Which, it's weird that in Facebook groups I've seen that you can do a poll, like it's automatically there, you can just do a poll, but I had to like use some app to do it because for some reason it doesn't just show a poll there for me, but it shows it for other people because I see other people posting polls. I don't know, that's, it's kind of annoying because I'd like to post more polls, but for some reason it doesn't give me that option on Facebook. Very weird. But anyways, I posted a poll at the beginning of the week and I said, what project should I do this week or whatever? And I put three options. One was animation, one was a mini another mini comic, and the other one was to start my web comic. Surprisingly, almost no one. I also put it out on Twitter and all that too. So I actually did go through all of them to see what people said. And surprisingly, I don't even know if one person voted for webcomic. And it's funny that I really want to do this webcomic, because I don't even like webcomics that much. But for some reason, I like the format though, and the publishing like model is cool. Like the different, there's different models for it, but I don't know. I like, and I guess maybe the reason why I kind of like it too is because I do enjoy like the strip comics from the newspapers. Like I know I spent a lot of time reading those, you know, when I was a kid, and I used to go through like Calvin and Hobbes books where they'd have all of them in one book or a lot of them in one book. I went through a lot of Far Side books, Garfield books. Like I used to really dig those, and I always thought it was cool when there was a kind of a little storyline thread going through them all, you know. And that didn't happen all the time. Peanuts too, another one, I used to go through those books, and come to think of it, you know, I guess I kind of really was into it. I used to try to draw them and stuff, but I don't think I really thought of it like as obsessively as I've gotten into other things. It just was something I always thought was cool. So the strip format for comics is really cool. I do enjoy it, and I kind of want to do a webcomic, but, and I kind of hoped people would pick that one because it was an easy, doable thing. Like, I could get 4 or 5 out of those in a week, like, probably since I had the week off. It would have been a small project, and I could have fit a bunch of other stuff that I needed to get done in. But surprisingly, a majority of people picked mini comic, do another mini comic. And then there was a lot who did pick animation as well. And so I was like, wow, that's so weird. I really just put mini comic up there to have a third option. You know, I didn't really... I mean, I thought it'd be cool to do another mini comic, see how much I could get done in 1 week. But it's not... Like, I really want to try one of my new projects out first. So, you know, most people picked mini comic. So, I mean, that goes to show that I should keep doing these mini comics anyways, which is cool because I really enjoy it. It's really fun, awesome. Can't wait to do another mini comic. But I'm a little more excited about some of these other newer projects that I've never tried before. But I am definitely going to continue doing these mini comics. So yeah, but, so I told them, you know, mini comics won out, but animation was this close second, and so I'm gonna just choose, animation, because that's the one I'm more excited about at the moment. Even though I would have rather done the, webcomic, but animation, man, I've been wanting to jump into that for a long time, and I knew since I picked animation, I'm like, oh, you know, there's no way I'm really going to get this done in a week. But I kind of started off thinking, well, maybe possibly I could get one music video done in a week. Because that's, you know, what I wanted to use to test out and learn about how to do this animation stuff. But the thing is I knew it would take a long time because, you know, I'm starting absolutely from the beginning with this, and you know, I mean, at least I do have a program that's made for making animations. I have the Toon Boom Studio 5, which is the older version of the Toon Boom Studio. I think they're up to 7 or 8 right now. So at least I have a program that's made for making animation, so that's a step up. But you know, I had to learn it all. Like, I did play around with it. Like, I did the bouncy ball test when I first got the program just to see if I could do it. You know, I mean, I know the obvious, like, thing of onion skinning. You know, you just kind of draw a bunch of pictures that go in sequence, and the bouncy ball has to squish when it hits the ground and all that stuff. So I just did that just to do it, you know, because I was like, I got a new program. I got to try it out. So I did that, but since then I hadn't done anything else with the program. So, you know, I was pretty much going to be learning it all. I had looked into tutorials and stuff a little bit on YouTube and stuff before, but now I'm really, you know, as Jersey would say, getting under the hood of the program. And, you know, man, it was super fun and super frustrating. It was awesome. And it was a fun week, and it was kind of funny because I had a bunch of stuff that I need to do. Like, I have these, like, music collaborations I have to do. And I actually wasn't able to record anyways because my apartment is a funeral home also. It's like an old funeral home that's in operation. But a lot of times, like, we go for almost a month sometimes, and they don't even have anything going on there. So, you know, I can usually record, because I record at home in a little closet that I have, and I kind of set it up as a mic booth. And, you know, so I can usually record most days I can record, but funny enough, this 1 week that I had off, they had so many funerals. Like, we haven't had a funeral or anything like that in like a month, and then this week it was just like at one after another, wakes, funerals, just constantly busy there. And I'm like, well, that's all right, because I'm really kind of obsessed with this animation project anyways. But I do feel bad because I told some people I would get some collaborations done, but I really didn't have the opportunity to so much. I mean, there might have been a spot here or there where they weren't doing something, but, you know, I just decided to focus on the animation since I wasn't able to record so often. So, and it was kind of cool, like, I could have got a bunch of stuff done. I did get some stuff done for a client, but it's still not finished. But, you know, it was a fun opportunity. I was like, you know what? Yeah, this is a good time to get some stuff done. But at the same time, when do you have the opportunity to really, like, just go full on into an art project that you just want to do for yourself? You know, you don't have that opportunity to spend a whole week to do that very often, unless you're in freelance and you have kind of, and that's your bread and butter money. And even then, I know a lot of times you don't have time because you're trying to get prospects and all that, clients and all that. And, but sometimes you can, from what I hear, you can kind of divide some extra time out to work on a project maybe for a week or something. If things are kind of, quiet. But like I said, even then you don't really have a lot of opportunity to just really work on a project for yourself. So that's what I did. And I just was like, I'm just going to do it, you know, So that's what I did. And I'm trying out, like, different aspects of animation all in this one song. First of all, I picked an old song I did a few years back called Locust Fist. And I'm glad I picked that song. One thing, a lot of people usually like that song, surprisingly. Like, it's not, like, the hook is really simple, like, almost to the point that I don't like it, but I do like it because the beat, I think, carries it, because the beat is very, it's got, like, these horns, and the drums are really, like, hitting really strong, and it's just got a nice, like, drive to it. It's, like, really cool. And, but mainly I picked it at first just because it's really short, so I figured, okay, let's, you know, pick a goal that's, you know, not too hard to do. So this song is actually, I think it's even under 3 minutes, which is great. So, you know, maybe I can accomplish this in one week, and then I'll have my first animated music video, which is like a goal I've had since I ever thought of making music, like 20 years ago. So and now I'm finally getting to it, just like the comics thing, you know. So I was super amped. I was like, okay, we're gonna figure this out. Started off with just kind of how I've been approaching a lot of these projects with the comic projects, just kind of start in one place and see if we can make it to the end type of thing, not really planning it out too much. I did do some thumbnailing because I wanted to have an idea, like, where I was going. So I did a little bit of really rough thumbnailing just so I can have some scenes to, like, I kind of know all the different, like, scenes and how they're going to progress, which aren't too many because it's a very short song. There's like 4 or 5 different sections. There's the lip sync section, like, where it shows like a cartoon version of me talking. And then there's a section where, a scene or whatever, where it's, a graffiti, like, spray can, spraying graffiti type of thing. But up close so you don't really see it. And then another section is, like, fight scenes. With what I did, because the song is about my crew. Like, in the second verse, Shadow Locust, like, I kind of, back then, you know, the crew was different people, a lot of different people, and there was a ton of people in it, but it was, like, kind of loosely put together. Now we have about five, you know, definite MCs who are part of the crew, so it's a little more defined now, but back when I wrote that song, there was a lot of people, so what I did was, in the second verse, I shouted out a lot of them. Like, I kind of put their rap names in context of, like, just a battle verse type of thing. And, you know, so that's fun. So, like, so I was like, okay, well, this is actually, you know, I picked the song because people like the song, and it's short and doable, but actually the fact that it's such a very Locust driven, like, crew driven song, was like I'm getting double out of this now, because I started doing drawings and stuff with the different crew members, like, for, like, making them look like Locust and stuff, which you might probably have seen if you follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all that. You know, and so now all these images are going towards also helping out the crew, having some visuals for the year, what we're doing, the Year of the Locust this year, putting out one song a month for free, which we kind of have lost touch with a little bit, but we actually put one out this week, funny enough, one that's been one of the first ones we started working on, but it's been tough because everybody's, well, at least one person doesn't even have a computer right now because it, you know, broke down or whatever. So, and I didn't have a computer for the first few months, so it's been a struggle the whole time to get everybody on songs. And then another person doesn't even record ever unless it's in a studio, so he's got to make studio time, and he's going to school, and he works full-time in a school. He's a teacher. So it's like, he never has any time to record. So it's been a real struggle getting any songs out, unfortunately. Plus, none of us live, only two of the members of the crew live close enough where they can actually hang out together, you know, on a regular basis. Everybody else lives, you know, 6, 8, freaking 20 hours away. I mean, I'm the worst. I live, you know, on the East Coast, and they almost all live on the West Coast, so, you know, how fun that can be. Sometimes they can get together, and I can't, you know. It kind of sucks, but whatever. So, yeah, anyways, I don't know why I'm getting on that tangent, but, let's see. So it was cool to get double duty out of the project so far, you know, and like I said, we're doing this Year of the Locust campaign, so it's been kind of inactive for like a month, and it was cool to get a new song out, and have some visuals for it, and I separated the files so that each MC who was in the drawing, because it was a full, like, shot of everybody in the crew or whatever, all the MCs at least, because there's other people, there's producers and stuff, which I wish I could get them in, but, you know, I'll have to do something else with them in it too, because, you know, it's just, I was trying to keep it simple, it's an animation, you know, so I didn't want to push it too much, so maybe there's a way I can sneak them in. So anyways, and there's other people who, once this Year the Locust thing is over, I think the crew's gonna grow, because there's people who are, like, kind of down with us and kind of being involved, but because we wanted to set this crew number, we are sticking to it for this year, but I think they're gonna be added next year or something. I don't know, we'll see what the crew founder Dirt wants to do. It's up to him, but mostly, you know, so anyways, getting double duty out of that, which is really cool. you know, I showed the progress of my idea was to have some detailed kind of stills. So it was like where I do a little panning and stuff. You know, I wanted to do like a limited animation style. So this is where I kind of got off topic. I have the sections, like I said, the kind of lip syncing session where you see me talking or whatever, and then you got the graffiti guy section, and then you got the fight section, and then the hook section, which I haven't even gotten to a hook yet, but I'm getting close. I'm more than halfway through the first verse. There's only two verses in the song, so I'm getting close to the hook, which I have to do some more illustration for that. So the hook part, there's going to be at least going to be one section I have in mind, but it's like kind of a small part of it, so there's going to have to be a few parts to the hook thing, and I might put, you know, parts of the other thing like the battle and the lip syncing in there. So I guess there's four parts to the whole thing. The hook section, though, it's really simple. Like, I'm just gonna, because the song's called Locust Fist, we have like this little, it looks like, it's almost like it's a gang sign, but it's not, because we're not a gang and we don't promote violence or anything like that. We're against that. But it's kind of like, you know, that's part of hip hop and stuff, is the whole gang sign thing and whatnot. So it's like our little crew sign, but it basically looks, it's a hand that looks like a locust. Like, you put, let's see, what's it kind of like? It's kind of like a peace sign, but the peace fingers are like bent down like locust antennas, and then like the thumb kind of comes, it's almost like in a claw, so that the thumb, you know, looks maybe like the teeth feeler things or something. So it's kind of, it's a cool thing, and people dig it, you know. People, you know, at shows put up their locust fist and all that. So I just, on a whim one day, going through some of my buddy Engelbert's beats, you know, wrote that song, and it was fun. So it's just a fun song. Glad to finally get it into video form, and man, this animation thing is really, like, consuming, like, and addicting. I think that I'll probably continue to do these animations. It might take over for a little while. We'll see, because I have so many videos, and, I mean, songs, and I have no real videos for them. And when it comes to, like, doing some camera work and going out to areas and, like, videotaping myself, it's just it's not my thing. I tried to do it a little bit here or there. There's one video where you see a little bit of clip of me like rapping or whatever, walking by a river at one point, and it's a cool video because the rest of it is people out, you know, my buddies out in California from the Locust Crew. So they like did this whole like thing where they went on a protest walk or whatever, and so they like kind of videotaped some of their experience, and they, you know, did the whole music video thing, and I just put in a couple little parts during my verse. And it's funny because it was originally a song for my album, and I made the beat and I wrote everything, got it all prepared, mixed it and all that, and just wanted them to come on as collaboration. And then I realized that it wasn't really fitting my album, so I decided to let my buddy have it. My buddy What Metaphysical, he put on his album, which is cool. I'm super cool with that, and I think it's awesome that he was able to make a music video for it, and we got a lot of plays on that and stuff, so that was really cool. But that's the only other music video I've really been in, you know, so. And, you know, like I said, it's just not my thing so much. I've tried a few things, and I don't have a good video editor, and I don't have a good camera and stuff, so I might in the future do some things, but, you know, I'm an artist. Why not try my animation. I'd much rather do that anyways. You know, I don't like being the focus of attention. You know, I do all these, like, artistic musical things, and the whole rap thing and MC thing is, like, you know, it's all about kind of having that ego and you know, getting attention and all that. But that, funny that, it's kind of funny that I'm, like, doing that, because I don't really want that kind of attention, and I don't really love being on stage, you know. So I think of myself as an artist MC, a producer MC, more of the kind of guy who likes to do work, a lot of work in the studio, and let other people kind of shine more when it comes to shows and videos and stuff like that. So it's just the way I am. I've always been that way, even in my jobs and stuff and whatnot. Like, I tend to like to do the quiet background work and let other people be in the forefront, because that's, there, other people are much better at it, you know. I believe in people kind of working within their function, within their strengths, you know. I think, you know, like I said, my beliefs, I believe, God made us all to have certain strengths and abilities, and a lot of times people think they need to go outside of that, and sometimes you do. Sometimes you need to, you know, do things that you're not comfortable with and all that. But for the most part, I believe I was created to do certain things, you know. I'm not even talking about necessarily destiny and all that, but, like, I obviously was created to be a creative person within the arts, you know, because, and not that I'm, like, super amazing or anything at it, but it's just something I'm prone to. Like, no matter what I do, I can't help but keep making things and keep wanting to make things. And, like, even if I were to take it all out of my life, I still would probably be sketching on, you know, a napkin or something, you know, or, like, I can't help doing it. It's just what I do. And I think a lot of you probably feel the same way. Maybe not so much about the religious thing with God and stuff, but, you know, I think, you know, we're all wired differently. We all have different personalities, and you can explain it in other ways than a religion-based explanation. And I think those opinions are valid as well. In fact, I think that's part of it, too. Just the whole personality thing, subconscious, way you're brought up, all that kind of stuff, you know, feeds into all that. But I do believe in a spiritual element as well. So anyways, like, the point is, I don't know why, what the point is, I don't know why I got on that tangent, but, so, the, making the video, just get back to the video thing. Oh yeah, I was talking about, not liking to be in the forefront, and my function is more kind of in the background most of the time. So, that's kind of what I feel, you know, that's just what I like to do. Simple as that. So, just get a little bit more nuts and bolts into the animation stuff that I've been working on. One thing, YouTube, a lot of helpful stuff there. Big time waster as well. To, you know, spend a lot of time looking for the right video to teach me the right thing, and come to find out there's some certain functions within Toon Boom that it doesn't seem like they really do some certain things that would seem obvious that they would do, but maybe there's some reasons for that. Still haven't gotten definite answers, but I'm pretty sure that arranging scenes within, you know, Toon Boom isn't something you can do. You can create multiple scenes, but you can't put them in order, so they play back to back. Like, there's no sequencing involved, which is totally weird to me, especially coming from a beat making background. Like, how do you make an animation program that can't put the animation together? It doesn't make any sense, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. So it makes it tough, especially for making a music video, because the music has to continuously go throughout the background. So I have to try to make it all in one scene, and that's not very good either. And so yeah, putting scenes together is kind of going to be an interesting thing, especially for the music video stuff. It wouldn't be such a big deal for, you know, other ideas I have that isn't like a music video. But the fact that I need the audio to continue throughout the full length of the animation is, you know, not so... It makes it a little bit problematic. Basically, I need a video editor of some sort to put it all together. And I wouldn't mind that, but first of all, I need one that's open source or free. I actually hit up a friend about trying to find out a good video, open source video editor. And if you guys know of any, please let me know. I use Windows Movie Maker, which I'll try to do it that way, but even just regularly with video, you'll sometimes lose quality, and this might be the same with any other ones, and the movie files don't translate very well, not like music. Like, for music, your music files are generally WAVs or MP3s, and there's a big difference between the two. There's all kinds of other files, tons of other music files too that you can use, but everybody pretty much knows the difference between a WAV and an MP3, even if you know nothing about music or audio stuff, just because of the popularity of MP3s in the past years. So, but with movies, you know, I'm learning what some of these things are. I mean, there's like Flash, especially with the animation stuff, FLV or something, I don't know. There's that, and I'm still getting used to just the image ones, like JPEG and all that. Like, obviously, I've known JPEG forever, but like bitmaps and all these other different kind of image files, like I don't really know how they all work and which one's better for which function and all that yet. And same with movies, even more, like I don't know, or videos, you know. There's, I think, AIV and QuickTime, and like I said, the Flash one. There's MOV, which supposedly is the preferred file for YouTube, so maybe that's a good one to export to YouTube. And then when you know, convert these files into different kind of files and all that, you can lose quality, and I really don't want to lose any quality, or as little as possible, especially with an animation. You know, an animation should look clear, you know, it should look perfect, you know, as far as the actual image quality, because it's all, you know, pretty much digital process. Even if you draw and scan it in and stuff, you know, as long as you can get a nice clear image and scan things in right, and you know, mess with the settings enough to make it look good, and you know, use the right amount of pixels per inch or whatever, and resolution, you should be good. You know, you should have a perfectly clear visual, even if your drawings suck. So, and I'm finding that in some conversion processes, that not being the case, unfortunately. But they're, like, the ones I put on YouTube so far have come out really nice, but that's directly, either directly from Toon Boom, because there's a way you can do it directly from YouTube, Toon Boom, or it's a, you know, it's only one export, and then I upload it to YouTube, so it's not like going through another conversion process, another editor. So I'm not really losing anything. One thing I do notice is, like, I have my lip sync perfect, you know, on the second lip sync I do, so far on the song. But when I play the full video, whether it's exported or not, it's off. The timing is off, and I think that's due to the fact that you're supposed to create these animations in scenes, in small scenes, you know, 30, 40, 50 seconds maybe at the most scenes, and then put them together afterwards if you don't want it to lag, because even in within the Toon Boom program, you know, I'll play the lip sync right from where the lip sync starts, and it'll be perfect. Like, it looks so cool, it looks awesome. And then, but if I play it, play the whole thing from the beginning, the second lip sync, the first lip sync is fine, but the second lip sync is off. You know, it lags, and I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. And then when I exported it, same thing happened. So, you know, kind of seems crazy, you know, that some of the technical difficulties are a little frustrating. You know, people do make full feature animations, I think, on the Toon Boom products, not necessarily Toon Boom Studio, because this is an older version, and it's also, you know, the cheaper version. The more expensive version is Animate. It's just literally called Animate Pro or something like that. So I'm sure some of these problems aren't so much problems. There's probably scene sequencing, you know, I don't know, but I can't afford that. So right now we're working with Toon Boom Studio. It's making the process a whole lot easier compared to trying to do it myself. Like you could even make animations with like GIMP or Photoshop. I think you can do stuff with, and I haven't messed with them yet. Or even Windows Movie Maker with just like sequential drawings and stuff. I mean, it's possible to do it a lot of ways. You could sit there with a camera and just like put images in a sequence somehow, like maybe making a GIF or something. I don't know, you know, there's probably so many different ways you can do it. But Toon Boom. So Toon Boom, I do like it. It's really awesome. It makes it a lot easier. In the process for lip syncing, oh my gosh, like you would think lip syncing would be a tough thing to do. It's like the easiest function in Toon Boom. It's really awesome. All you have to do is draw, and you can get more detailed than I've gotten. You know, I'm only going 12 frames a second or however it works. I don't know. The frame rate is 12. I don't know. And I think that's a really low frame rate, actually. 24, I think they're saying is standard or something. I don't know. So I only did that because that's how it defaults to. And I didn't really, I just figured I'm going to go with this and figure it out as I go. So I didn't really try to figure out what I should do for the frame rate. But next time I'll probably go with a larger one, but that'll probably make things lag more because there's more images and information processing, you know, at once. So that's going to be the struggle, the technical stuff. But like I said, lip syncing, it's so simple. Like all you got to do is draw like eight. If you want to do it the most simplest way, you draw like eight face shapes, or not face shapes, mouth shapes. And you can do the same for eyes, and you can separate all the animation. So it's like really, it's super easy. Like there's a lot of things that make animation really easy with Toon Boom. So you just make like eight mouth shapes, which takes like a couple minutes. It really doesn't take very long. You use the chart that you can get. And, you know, oh, I got to pause. So yeah, lip syncing, like I said, you know, you throw those mouth things, like I said, there's a chart, and then all you have to do is go through the audio, and it, I mean, this process takes a little while, but there's an easy way to just select it, and you go through, you know, the audio, and as you hear the sound, there's actually an auto way to do it too, but I don't think that would work when I have a song with other sounds in it. But you know, you go through the audio one little spot at a time and just choose which mouth movement you want for that frame, And you just do that. It takes, you know, for a small snippet. I mean, I'm not going to be showing the mouth movement constantly through any animation. You just do it for, like, for me it was like 4 bars or something, or 2 bars or something of a song. And, you know, it takes about 5 minutes maybe to get all your little mouth shapes in there in the right places. And, you know, you go back and you kind of refine it. You can noodle with it. But it's actually kind of fun because you can play around with it quickly and see results quickly. And it's really neat. And I think it comes out pretty good because mouth movements are pretty quick. So, like, you don't necessarily need all the gradual, like, you know, from point A to point B, there might be 10 points in between, you know, when you're doing an animation, any movement. But with the mouth movements, like I said, they're so quick, like, you really can kind of jump from one to another. And I'm sure I can make it even better and more nuanced, I guess, more subtle of a change to make it look even better. But right now, I'm just going with the basic. And to basically do lip syncing is very simple. So, you know, but it took me a while. I had to take an hour maybe or two to learn how to do that. So that's why, you know, I only got as far as I could. But now I could go in and do it in 5 minutes or something, you know. So, you know, sometimes you gotta take time to learn. And that process is fun too. That's why I'm glad I was able to take a week to kind of do this stuff. So there's that. Also, and this is a function some people choose not to use, but I choose to use it because to me, anything that makes it easier, that's like having your an employer almost, or like an assistant, you know, to help you do these things. So, like, one of the things is there's like this, and you can put it at different gradients. It's like a smoothness thing. Like when you draw a line on the Wacom, it'll like smooth it out. So you'll draw like an S shape, but it's kind of jagged. And then it'll smooth it out to make it look even, like, still following what you did, but just make it a little smoother. So it's an automatic thing, you know. And you can turn that totally off. Some people do. I chose to keep it on because, you know, I can use any help with this project. It's first time starting out. You know, I can use all the help I can get, especially when I'm not even good at the Wacom yet, so. But I could see how that could be kind of a crutch, that if you don't have it, now I'm, like, going into Photoshop or something, and I don't have that, and I'm like, oh, it sucks, like, I won't be able to make my lines nice or whatever. You know, it is what it is. I'm using the shortcut for now. Hopefully I can, you know, learn how to do it even better without using that. But you want smooth lines when you're doing animations, probably. Or at least for now, I do. So, there's that. And then there's another thing that's really cool. This is another huge time saver, is, like, you know, with Photoshop and stuff, like, it takes a long time to color things. That's one of the huge things, you know? And, you know, if you have like a space within the lines that you know, doesn't connect or whatever, it'll like, the color will go through parts you don't want it to go through and all that. And, you know, you can spend a lot of time with the selection tools trying to make sure you get the colors in the right place and stuff. Just flattening out an image takes a lot more time in Photoshop. Excuse me. But in Toon Boom, because it's an animation program, they have kind of the shortcut. And I don't know if you can turn this on or off, but you want it on. Trust me. You don't have to connect all the lines. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you get weird things that happen. But if it's basically a shape and the lines aren't necessarily connected, like, I think it auto just kind of does it. Like, you just literally use the bucket tool and fill it in and it works. And you don't get all those weird pixely lines, you know, that you get in, like, Photoshop or GIMP, you know. All the little gray tones from the line work or whatever, you know. So, So it just, it's all vector, which I don't, you know, I'm still learning about that, but, so, you know, everything is movable, changeable. You know, if you don't like a line and you already went, you know, you can't do the undo button because you already did a bunch of other stuff. All you got to do is literally take the selection tool and click on that line and you can delete it or, you know, change it. There's just a lot of things that make the animation process a lot easier. Like where I would noodle around in GIMP and Photoshop for hours, you know, it takes seconds to do in the Animate program. And I'm wondering if some of these things could be taken over to like Photoshop to make it easier, but I, you know, you're also not going to get as much detail and quality with Animate, you know. It's made for animation, so, you know, it's kind of, with animation, it's such a crazy process in and of itself just to make something look like it's moving that, you know, they take as many shortcuts, they offer as many shortcuts as possible, I think, which I think is really cool. So, and there's a lot of other things I haven't even gotten into, like, making, like, I did a little bit, but very basic, like there's panning tools and stuff, which that's a little wonky. I'm not doing it right, but there's some things that are annoying about that, but it's still, it does work, you know, really well. It's just I think I'm approaching it wrong, maybe in disorganized fashion, so I got to get my process down for that a little better. And then there's also like you can set up, and I don't know if I'm how much I'll ever work with this, because I like the way traditional animation looks better, but there's also like, you know, where you can put joints in certain places, like so that you have like this full like cutout animation thing where there's joints at different places in the body, and you can kind of make a skeletal structure within your animation, so you're just sticking with that same cutout figure and you just move it how you need to move it throughout the piece. Which, you know, it gives it kind of a puppet feel. You know, it looks, you know, weird a little bit, the way it moves. And it might be fun to have that effect. If I choose to have that effect in a video at one point, specifically because I think it would be cool, I'll probably do it. I'll probably do it to experiment. But I think 9 times out of 10, you know, really getting into it, I want it to have that traditional, like, real illusion, like it's moving like an actual person, fluidly, you know, and the joints aren't, they don't look like a puppet. Like, that's kind of the style I prefer. And I also like the idea of, like, the limited animation style of, like, old Voltron movies and a lot of these old cartoons, where sometimes there's stills and stuff, but they can do a lot of fun stuff with panning that it either looks like it's moving, or you might have, like, it's not truly animated, but you have two planes at least moving a little bit opposite direction. So, you know, you get the illusion of movement in a lot of different ways. And I, you know, I can't wait to do more experimenting with that. That's kind of the style I'm probably going to go for now. I'll probably do a lot of a mix, you know, because I do want to get that full animation thing going too, which up to this point I haven't. I kind of did, you know, with the spray can thing and stuff, and that came out cool, but even that is mostly just moving one image and stuff. But yeah, you know, Toon Boom is super fun. It's really awesome. I could see myself getting way involved with it. Like I said, online as well, it reminds me a lot of beat making. It's just a lot of noodling around with the program, you know, and fixing things and stuff. I'm gonna have to pause it again. So yeah, it's a lot like making beats. It's really cool. Really fun. Trying to think of what else I can say. I guess, you know, overall, I think I really enjoy the program. That, like I said, there are some things that are a little funny. I don't know why they don't do certain things, but it's probably better off, because all that animation in one big long like thing is probably too much for my little computer anyways. So, you know, it's probably better that I break it up and edit it in a video editor, so we'll see. Like I said, please, if you guys happen to know of a good video editor that's free or open source or something, please let me know. One that, you know, can line up audio with the, as well, which usually I would think most of them could, but, yeah, need to get that part. Really, to finish my video, I'm going to have to start breaking this stuff up, because already less than halfway into it, things are lagging and stuff. So yeah. Really excited about animation. I'm even thinking, especially since nobody even wanted me to do a webcomic. I might even just bring my webcomic idea over into animation instead. Because it really wouldn't be too hard. It actually, I would have been able to get a few finished ones done, because if it's like kind of the amount of content, maybe a little more content than what goes into a regular webcomic strip, I mean, I could do little 30-second animations so quickly. Like what I did, what took me a week to do, you know, I could see myself getting all that done in about, you know, like a little 4-hour Saturday morning session, you know. But it took me a week to do it because I had to learn everything, you know. But now, I mean, I actually have kind of a mastery over some of the basics, at least, you know. Like I said, the cutout, you know, puppet style joints and stuff, things like that. That I don't have yet. I haven't done like a walk cycle yet. You know, there's still a lot to learn, but you know, some of the simple basic stuff, I could make a whole story right now pretty easily, and definitely a little webcomic thing where the characters are pretty much stationary, or I can even make a move and all that, whatever. But you know, the lip syncing thing is definitely not a problem, you know. Just gotta figure out how to edit it so it's all lined up stuff. So, but yeah, so I think this animation thing is gonna be something, I hope, because it's super fun, like, to work really hard on something like this, but then you see it like moving and stuff. I get the same feeling though, even when I do just color, especially when you, I mean, you get it a little bit like when you ink a drawing. And then you get it even more if you color that inked drawing. Like, you get that satisfaction. Like, it's just really cool to see that piece color. It kind of brings it to life, you know. And man, animation is just like, I guess, the next step as far as kind of getting that feel. Same thing with comics too, you know, getting things in a sequential order that makes a story, you know, very similar feeling. And depending on what you like more, you'll probably get more from animation or more from comics, depending on which medium you prefer, you know. I don't know which one I prefer. There's something about comics, man, that's so cool. Even though you don't get the sound, you don't get the movement, there's something about it, you know. And I've always been more of a comics, into comics. It's funny, like, a lot of people I know who do comics, they say that they were first really wanted to get into animation, and they're doing comics now, not because, you know, it's a default, they love comics too, but, you know, they first wanted to do animation, found out how tough that was, and were like, well, you know, I love comics too, so I'm gonna try to mess with that, maybe get to the animation later. A lot of people say that, you know, but not me really. I always wanted to do animation. I mean, like I said, I always want to do, like, anything creative that I see. But, I was more interested, I think, in doing comics than, animation. I don't know why. There's something super cool about comics. I don't even know what it is. But yeah, so that's kind of... That's my experience with Toon Boom, getting under the hood for a week, you know? and it's been super fun, and we're gonna continue with that. And some other updates, I guess. I just want to say, you know, it kind of sucks. You know, I know last episode I was like kind of down and stuff, and I hate to be like that, you know, on an episode. But that's what came out that week. That was about the best I could do. So I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I don't even need to apologize, I know, but, I actually got some good feedback from that, podcast as well, which is really surprising, because to me it wasn't one of my better podcasts for sure. But that's cool, you know, I'm glad people still are into it, even if I kind of do that a little bit. Like I said, though, I'm always going to try to keep optimistic as much as possible, you know. And it's not always a struggle. A lot of times I'm really genuinely excited, you know. Like this time I really am, even though, you know, the struggles are still there. I still feel that, you know. But, you know, it was really fun to kind of, like I said, unplug and stuff. And I do really want to find some ways to make some money with this stuff, though. Even if it's just graphic design, I don't care. At least it's somewhere within the realm of my skill set, you know. And it's not moving boxes around and driving to places and stuff. Like, so I need... bottom line is I need to make more money. I really do. With the situation I have, I should be making more money anyways, just because I'm in a difficult situation and I need to make up for that a little bit. But also, I just don't make a lot of money. Like, you know, I my job is decent, you know. It's the most I've ever made, but most people probably make more than me, with even if I was to get a job doing graphic design, I probably would be making more than I'm making right now, which, because I know graphic design doesn't pay all that great. I mean, there's different tiers, and you can make a decent amount of money, but, you know, you're not going to get really big money with it, most likely. You become an art director for a huge company, that then sure you might, but you're probably getting away from actually doing art at that point. Excuse me. So you know how it is. Our society doesn't really look too wonderfully on the arts, so. But it is what it is. The other updates, it's kind of weird. I'm going to be getting rid of my iPhone probably actually today. Not my iPhone, my smartphone. That was been one of the struggles, is paying the phone bill. Like, we have two cell phones. We don't have a landline or anything, but, you know, stupid, like, cable and cell phone companies, man. If there's anybody I get angry at, it's them. And it doesn't have to be that. I don't think it has to be that expensive, you know, as they charge, you know. How much really does it cost to provide that service, really? I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But to me, it doesn't seem like it should cost this much. I mean, people have $100, $200, like, cell phone bills. They probably have even more. I don't know, you know? That's ridiculous. I mean, I know that's probably for multiple phones and all that, but it's like, really? I mean, mine was over $100, you know, with the data plan. And a lot of, like, unlimited, you know, things and stuff, so I don't have to worry about minutes. But honestly, I don't use a lot of minutes. I do use a lot of data, though. But it was unlimited data, so that was cool. But you know what? I'm going down
going back down to the dark ages with the smartphone thing. You know, I'm still going to use this phone to record and listen to podcasts, and I'll connect on Wi-Fi at home so I can download the podcast. Hopefully it'll work. It's slower when you do that. So we'll see how that works. But, you know, I probably won't be as active on social media sites because of it. I mean, I'll still be there. I'll still check it every day. But maybe it'll be a good thing. Maybe, you know, I get the complaints, you know, that I'm on my phone too much when I'm hanging out with friends and stuff. You know, that'll probably be a good thing to not do that as much. It'll kind of suck because I can't take pictures so much and as easily and transfer them over to online. And honestly, the actual phone functions of a phone, I don't even use that much. I do use my phone all the time, though. You know, I spend a lot of time going on Facebook and Twitter and updating stuff, talking to people. I even will comment from my phone on my blog and all that, like reply to comments, and check my email, and, you know, it's super convenient, but I can't afford it, you know, anymore. It's even going to be hard to even afford the regular amount of phone bills. So, you know, just a little insight into the finances of Mr. Complex. Not that you guys need to know any of that, but I don't know. I think a lot of times people hold back from disclosing any of that information, and I hold back too. There's certain stuff I don't say, you know, about different things in my life. No, I don't think you should be so transparent that your whole life is out there and people can, like, do identity theft or whatever, you know, take advantage of you. Obviously, there's certain things I won't divulge only to close friends or something, but, you know, some general things about, you know, oh, the phone bill sucks type of thing or whatever, you know. But I like the idea of being transparent, of just talking to people like normal, like not trying to be like, I don't know. I've never been one to hold a lot of stuff back. I'll just let you know exactly how I think and feel about stuff in general, you know. I just like being that way. I don't know. I think my mom's kind of that way to a fault sometimes. And I have been too, like almost too honest sometimes. But I've learned to kind of curb that and to do it in a more socially acceptable way. So, yeah. Starting to go all over the place with this podcast now. But, yeah, I did want to mention, though, that I'm not going to have the smartphone anymore for the internet stuff and social media. So, you might see me a little less, but like I said, I'll update every day. I'll keep up with the groups and stuff I'm on Facebook and talking to people on Twitter and stuff. It just might be a little less. And I think I might use less sites as well. You know, I might pretty much, I don't know, I'm still up in the air about DeviantArt. I know I asked you guys questions about DeviantArt and some of you guys did actually answer, and I never got back to you. Sorry for that. It's just that I've been pretty uninspired by the DeviantArt. You know, I try to put some work into it, some effort into commenting on things, and it seems like, you know, I get the feedback here and there, like little feedback, but, you know, you don't really get people. I haven't gotten people getting real excited, too excited about my stuff. I'll probably still be there, you know, I'll still post stuff from time to time, but I don't know, that one, Pinterest is like, I don't know, maybe you guys can enlighten me on Pinterest, but I haven't been able to get into that. Flickr, I mean, I tried to mess with Flickr too. It seems like unless somebody knows you on Flickr, they'll never find your stuff. And I know that people do use it successfully, and there is a viral aspect to it, but I haven't figured it out. I get, like, literally one or two views on my stuff when I put stuff on Flickr. I haven't even checked it in a long time. Tumblr, I've been trying to get more into that. Same thing, like same people who are on Facebook and Twitter, you know, will comment on that or like leave a note or a favorite, you know. So it's like, I don't know, you know, is it really worth it being on all these sites, you know? I think maybe this not having the smartphone will help me to pare down and focus a little more. Hopefully it'll be a good thing. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it won't be a good thing. The convenience won't be there, unfortunately, and that's the biggest reason why the phone is helpful. Another thing that's really helpful having the phone is just Google Images, you know. I use that a lot. Like, if I can't be at my drawing desk or near a computer, if I can't be near a computer, because I don't have a laptop or anything, so if I can't be near a computer and I need some image reference, then I'm kind of screwed, you know. I don't have like a library of books with images, you know. So it was nice to have it on my phone, so no matter where I was, I could be like, oh, well, I just need to know what this looks like. I'll draw it, you know, do some sketches, figure it out. So that's actually kind of a big deal, because I do use that a lot. So we shall see. I shall be smartphone-less very soon. Like I said, I can still use it a little bit, but yeah. Anyways, this is getting a little long-winded. I might have to edit this down so it's not too long. We'll see. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I like longer podcasts, so hopefully you guys feel the same. I think there was some cool content in this one, some stuff that I think I would enjoy listening to. So I hope it's the same for you guys. And like I said, I always say, you know, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for listening. Really, thank you. Really appreciate all the feedback. And it's a fun thing to keep doing, you know. This is definitely becoming a much of a journal thing. And I'm okay with that, you know. I mean, I'm trying to always have something for you guys to come away with, but I'm not really trying to teach you guys. I'm trying to have the community and the journal thing going, and people do like that, so I'm cool with that. I do plan on doing interviews in the future. Last week, it's one of the other things that fell by the wayside, is I wanted to connect with people on, like, Google Hangout and do a podcast. I want to do one with Ryan Wheaton, and actually a lot of you guys I want to do podcasts with, but I did specifically talk to him about it because we've already done Google Plus Hangouts before, and I wanted to do an interview with him anyways, and I figure since we're used to talking on Google Plus, you know, it would be a good experiment to try to do one with him. And I'll probably have him on more than once, you know, if he wants to, because, you know, we're working on the comic projects thing and all that. So, yeah, comic projects announcement will come soon, probably on that interview when I do the interview with Ryan. And hopefully that will come soon. I'd like to get it done this week, actually. We'll see. So, yeah. Oh, there also might be a one-week gap here for the podcast. You might be hearing this after the fact of that, but it all depends on if I get two podcasts out this week or if I just get one. Or, I mean, as far as recording, you know. If I can get, because I'm actually recording this on Tuesday, so if I can get this podcast out, like, today or tomorrow, then you won't see a gap at all. But if I don't get it out till next week, maybe I'll have a bonus podcast, maybe not, but it'll be my first time missing a week since I got back on this horse. But, you know, like I said, I took the week off and I let other things go by the wayside too, and I'm cool with that. You know, it's not something that will happen all the time. It's not something that will be common, but you know, sometimes you gotta take that break, unplug. Anyways, still going way too long here, so Like I said, thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you next week on the Escape Artist Podcast at plexhop.com. Peace out.